Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry,
I'll always be your muffin head,
your cuddle bug,
your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy this show.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
See me if you can. me if you can. Everywhere I am. Who's saying that to you? Who's speaking to you? Doesn't matter if you're awake. Doesn't matter if you're sleeping. Who said you're sleeping? Who said you're awake? Who knows? We're just making it up. Everywhere I am, the I am that I am never sleeps, always active, always broadcasting. Are you listening? Are you tuned in? Are you tapped in? And more importantly, are you turned on? Yes, you're in the right place to have your life be transformed. Now you can realize and see that there's a blend between that other realm called sleep realm and the awakened realm. In consciousness, there's only one. There's only one. Thank you, Ricky Byers-Beckwith, for reminding us that everywhere I am, everywhere you are. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Yep, you too. Yep, and you. Don't look at me like that. You make a difference. The fact that you're alive, the fact that you're here, the fact that you can hear this conversation, you make a difference. Even if you don't know what that is, you still make a difference. Because not knowing what difference you make takes you on an inward journey to ask the question, what difference am I making? And the universe says, oh, I got another one asking a question. Let me download the answer. Just for being, simply because you exist. But make sure you don't compare what you're doing to others, because when you do that, that's when you get stuck. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. Doctor is in the house, and today we are unlocking the wisdom of your dreams with Kelly Sullivan Walden. I'm excited. Can you feel my excitement? Maybe I'm not really excited. Maybe I'm just making it up. I'm excited because I say so. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio. Yes, yes, yes. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as I always say, sometimes we're here longer than that. On the other shows, that starts at a different time. But to find out more about that, Betty would tell you, you need to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. But Betty will be here in a minute to download what's happening here, what she calls the going ins and the coming out. I still can't get it right. Well, I know why, because I'm supposed to stay in my lane. Betty does what she does, and I do what I do. Don't try and do a Betty, because you don't have Betty's voice. Let me see. Hello, my name is Betty Begees. For those who don't know me, let's see, did I get that right, Betty Begees? For those who don't know, I am Betty Begees, the co-producer. Hey, Betty, how are you doing?
Well, fine. Well, at least I don't have to give my name now.
No, I want you to do it. I want you to just pretend you didn't hear. I want you to pretend you didn't hear all that madness. And here's another thing. When you do it, the listeners will get to see if I did it well or not. So, you know, we got some new listeners too. You know?
Okay.
Go ahead, do your thing for the announcement.
Hi, my name is Betty DeGeese, and I'm here each day to bring you the going on, the coming in, and the going out of Life Conversations Radio. Now, for those who are in our chat room, a brief reminder to leave a question for our guest or to leave your dream details for our guest. Please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook, post your question, comment, or your dream there, and we will get to it in the order it is received. Now, I am live on that page during the show, so I will be able to see anything you post there immediately. Now, if you do not do Facebook, please go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach ID tab and send us your question or comment that way. Now, this is a good way to do it if you want to remain anonymous. Of course, the best way is to call in and punch one on your keypad, and that will put you in queue, and we will get to you in the order the call is received. Now, tomorrow we're going to end the week out as well as the month of December with Alicia. Now, Alicia is affirmation expert extraordinaire. That's what I call her. Here's a lady who's written over 6,000 personal affirmations. She's going to be sharing with us her new book. And she's going to drop some wonderful affirmations on you to carry you through the new year. Now, after tomorrow, we will not be live on air until January the 2nd. So, if you cannot go that long without a day, please go to...
Oh, wait a minute. They're not supposed to go long at all. They should, you, come on now. Do not go a day without Life Coach Ade. Okay,
well,
so
if you don't want to go a day without Life Coach Ade, you have two options. The first is you can go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsradio.com. There you can go to all of our archived shows. There you also can like the show and follow the show. However, if you want to, just for those 5 or so days, listen to some of your favorite guests that are on the show, you can go to our Life Conversations media page. You can click on the upcoming guest tab, past guest tab will drop, click on that, and you will see all of our past guests. Click on their photos, and it will take you straight to their player. Now, also on that site, you will find about all our upcoming guests, all of our programming, all about our host, and anything else you would like to know about Live Conversations Radio. So, hope you have a wonderful Merry Christmas. I'm going to say it again tomorrow. And please, if you had that weird dream, today is the day to call in and let Kelly break it down for you. So take it away, Life Coach Ade.
Thank you, Betty Pegee. You do it so well. I just feel so confident that, you know, you're onto big things. That's what I'm going to say for now. Thank you, Betty. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And yes, happy holy days to all of you, regardless of what you celebrate or don't celebrate, because really every day is a holy day. And we know, you know, just because of we live in this physical body, we have to have some dates just to remind us. But whatever you celebrate, and if you don't celebrate any of it, just celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourselves for keeping you alive, because it's all about gratitude. It's all about praise. When you praise, you lift yourself up in consciousness. When you lift yourself up in consciousness, oh, you will remember that you are the light. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. The Dream Doctor is in the house. She's ready to unlock the wisdom of your dreams. She said, bring it on. Let's do another reminder, just a reminder of who we be, who we is, and who we are, and just in case we're confused, because this is where we declutter your mind and help you recognize who and what you truly are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, you are totally free. You know why? Because you are the light of God. You are the delight of God. And another delightful person is joining us in a minute. Let me read a little something about her. That was Kelly Jackson. That was Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook. And we started the show off with Ricky Byers-Beckwith, Everywhere I Am. To find out more about Ricky Byers-Beckwith, her website is WeLetItBe.com. WeLetItBe.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's welcome our guest. But before I do that, actually, no, I've got to do it the other way around. Let me get my radio voice, because that other voice was just something. Here we go. Okay, I need to drink some water. Let me read a bio. You know, I want to sound real professional. The number is 347-426-3346. I don't know. I had a weird dream today. I dreamt about the host coming on tomorrow. Oh, my God. Did I just say that? Anyway, Kenny Sullivan Walden is a certified clinical hypnotherapist. I think that's what's happening. She's hypnotizing me. So I'm not really like this. I'm usually calm. She's a certified hypnotherapist and the author of the number one Amazon.com best-selling dream book, I Had the Strangest Dream, the Dreamer's Dictionary for the 21st Century. Kelly is the host of the D Spot. The D, not the G Spot. G, but if it doesn't matter. If it's a D, it's the divine spot. If it's the G Spot, it's the God Spot. She's the host of the D Spot, a weekly web radio show on the Awakening Zone where she explores the nexus of nighttime dreams, daytime desires, and destiny. She's featured regularly on Fox, NBC, CBS, and ABC News and me magazines. That's it. Yep. That's what you do. That's what happens when you do too much psychotherapy. Kelly is the creator and founder of the Dream Project, a nonprofit organization that bridges inspired young people to solve the issues facing United Kingdom. Oh, Lord. Okay. Let's take a break. I'm just way too excited today. Kelly is the creator and founder of the Dream Project, a nonprofit organization that bridges inspired youth to solve the issues facing the United Nations and the Millennium Development Goals. Kelly works with clients via their subconscious mind to access their core beliefs, drives, and desires in order to more effectively assist them to heal from past traumas and to align with their goals, future goals. Now, new listeners, I'm not always like this. I'm usually calm and very serene. But you know Kelly is she's a hypnotherapist. I think she sends some messages down to my subconscious mind. So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, you know, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome our wonderful guest, Kelly Sullivan Walden.
Coach Adey.
You are done with my mind, Kelly. I'm usually calm and very, very radio-like. But today I'm just, I don't know what's going on.
I love it. I think it was my intent that I wanted to play today. It's the holidays, and we're in Southern California. There's no snow to play in, but I just wanted to play. So I'm glad that you're joining me. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Life is meant to be.
I'm so happy.
Yes. Enlightenment is meant to be light, you know? Even though
I know that is right. So if you're looking for a serious host, I think you got tricked into the wrong place. But anyway,
go
it's
elsewhere.
Be fun.
No, stay here.
It's going to be fun. Well, they got people waiting. They got questions about their dreams, and they get questions about, I keep dreaming about Mr. Wright and Miss Wright, but I can't see her face. Can you help me see the face? But before we get to that, I got one question I must ask you. I read a little bit about you. That's what's on your bio. That's what's on your website. But from your point of view, from where you're standing in this very moment, who are you? Who is Kelly Sullivan Walden?
Oh, wow. You just go right to the heart. I love it. Why skip around? Let's just go right there. You know, I think words are always going to come up short. I love words. Mm-hmm. And yet anytime if we're going to ask and try to answer a serious question like you just asked, the words aren't going to say it. But I'll do my best. They say that the words are like the finger pointing at the moon. It's not the moon itself, but it's just gesturing in that direction. So let these words gesture in the direction that hopefully is truth with a capital T. I am someone that is passionate about waking up and waking others up and being here in this wonderful realm, this three-dimensional opportunity, and being fully present here to all the presents, to all the gifts, to all the magic and the joy. I don't want to leave anything left behind. I don't want to be at the end of my life and look back with a single regret. I want to live completely fully and one of the reasons why I'm such an advocate for dreams is because I feel like it helps us to open up realms within ourselves and within myself that is so powerful and important and gives insight into how to be here with more confidence, mm-hmm. with more peace, with more joy, with more creativity, and with more of a sense of connectivity to life and to all of those beautiful beings around us. So even if we're in the midst of a dark night of the soul, if we're in tune with our dreams, we have a sense of we're in the right place at the right time, and we just happen to be having a struggle. But when we know that it's part of our journey and that it's destined and there's purpose in it, then it's not so difficult. We can find joy no matter what, and that's what I'm excited about. So dreams fall into that category, and I guess that's the synopsis, that's the nutshell. Who are you, Coach Daddy? Who are you really? I want to know who you really are.
It's funny, and I'm going to answer this funny because, well, okay, let me answer that first, and I'll tell you what's funny about that. Well, in this moment, I am one that is committed to bringing fun, joy, laughter, and transformation, and I do it through any channel that's available. Whatever it is, I'm committed to bringing joy, laughter, fun, and transformation. You know? Oh, I love it. Now, here's what's funny about what you just asked me. And I was thinking if I was going to actually say this, but then you did it. Mm-hmm. I've been, as I told you just before the show, I've been hosting since 2004. And I can say, I love asking the question. I don't even know, I know where it came from. I don't know what triggered me to start asking my guests this question. Question about who are you? And I always do now. And I always love the response that I get because it varies. It's different. And for me, it's just right where you are. Share who you are.
Yeah.
But I think this is the second time that anybody has ever flipped it back on me. And the first time was yesterday when I interviewed Lama Suri Dawes. I asked him, who are you? And he finished and he said, who are you, Ade? And that quick moment, I was like, wait a minute, I'm the one asking the question.
Right.
And Betty and I, my co-producer, we've been joking about that. And then you did the same thing. So I think I have to be ready for that question to come back at me. But it's really, you know, even though for me, what I see, I think that's the most important thing, isn't it? It's that wisdom of self, that knowledge of self, when we know who we are and we know that wisdom or that knowledge of ourselves is always changing. You know, I had an experience yesterday, and it helped me see something about my belief system, about how I'm seeing the world. Now, I was able to change that. So that always changes, but there's a part of us that's changeless.
Right.
And I believe the journey of life is for us to keep discovering and keep remembering and keep embracing and reminding ourselves that no matter what is going on, like you said, when you're going through that dark night of the soul, remember that you are the light. We are the light. And that's what makes this planet so enjoyable.
Yes.
And I know from the things I've seen with you, the video, you live it up. You live life up. And even from your answers. So thank you for asking me that question.
You're so welcome. Thank you for playing with me. Thank you for answering that. If you're going to, people talk about transparency, and that's like a buzzword that's going around. And I think when we talk about dreams or when we talk about your show seems like it's just a place of enlightenment. You can't help but get transparent and even go beyond that. So it's like we are under an X-ray machine. So if I'm going to reveal myself, you got to reveal yourself. And let's have Betty reveal herself. I want to know who Betty is. I love that picture, by the way, on Facebook of you, Betty. It's the greatest picture I've ever seen.
So much fun. Oh, I'm just loving this. Listeners, we're going to get to you. Don't worry. We own this joint. We can do what we want to do. And we is all of us. All of us. All of us that are united in spirit. So, Betty, my co-producer, who are you? You're live. You can talk.
Am I on now?
Yes. You can't hide. We see you. Who are you, Betty Pegues?
You know what? I am God expressed. Mm-hmm. I am God expressing himself as a black woman who's having some computer issues on this radio station right now.
Who happens to have the coolest picture on Facebook I've ever seen. It's amazing, that picture of you. I love it.
So I am having some Life Conversations radio issues. I'm hoping the cross computer gods will bring us great presents this year.
Sometimes when there's high voltage energy going on, the technical stuff kind of doesn't know how to keep up with it. So it's a sign that things are high vibing. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, something fine today. But that's who I am. You know, I hear Ade ask that of guests all the time, and when he first asked that of me many moons ago when I was on his show, it stumped me, and I wasn't creative as all the guests are who's been coming on ever since. But, you know, I realize over the course of doing this show and all of what I post and what I try to be and what I try to tell people is that simply in a nutshell, we are God expressed. He's having a chameleon experiences at the same time in each one of us, mm-hmm. that experience. Mm-hmm. So that's the best thing I can explain.
That feels good to me. Nice to meet you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Betty. And we know that all is truly well. I'm laying hands on those computers right now and sprinkling the anointed oil on them. Be healed. Be healed right now. Okay, calm down. Calm down. We've got a party to do here, to play with. The number is 347-426-3346. My guest is Kelly Sullivan Walden. She's the author of I Had the Strangest Dream Last Night. Well, I put the last night to it, but you know. The Dreamer's Dictionary for the 21st Century. Her website address is simply her name, Kelly Sullivan Walden. You can find it on Facebook, your book, iPhone, iTunes, and more importantly, you can find it on I Am, because she's everywhere evenly present. Now, let's start with some questions before we go to the listeners. Dreams. Here's one thing that I found fascinating about dreams. There are people who say, oh, yeah, I remember my dreams. I remember clearly. And there are people who say, I don't dream.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also heard people say, everybody dreams. Now, I have my own theory. What do you say to people that says, I don't dream? Because, you know, I've never dreamt. I don't remember them. I don't dream. So it just doesn't happen for me.
Right. Well, it's a scientific fact that we all dream every night, between 3 to 9 dreams every night. That's we've found that through Harvard Medical School, through Walter Reed Research, and tons and tons and tons of studies over the years. So we all dream, but if somebody doesn't think that they dream, that simply means that they don't remember their dream.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that they don't, because dreams are elusive. The moment we wake up, it said that 5 minutes after the end of the last dream we have before waking up, half of the content is gone within 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 10 minutes, 90% of it is lost. So unless we deliberately roll over in bed and write our dream down or play it over and over in our mind and tell somebody about it, put it in the physical world, it will disappear like a puff of smoke. And it'll feel like it's gone. And it could have been the winning lottery numbers. It could have been the Nobel Peace Prize winning formula. It could have been something so amazing, and poof, there it's gone. So you've got to write it down. But we all dream every night, and it's really just like a little muscle that if you work it out, you get better and better at it, and pretty soon you don't have to work so hard at it. It's there. But I know for myself, if the phone rings early in the morning and wakes me up, that jarring sound will
mm-hmm.
have me disconnect from my dream. I think of it like a little spider web. Spiders represent dream weavers in animal
mm-hmm.
medicine. And a spider web, you can so easily break it because it's so fine and so thin. But if you're gentle and careful with it, you can get that spider web on you, and then it becomes difficult to get it off. So
mm-hmm.
treat your dreams like mm-hmm. a spider web. And
right. I like that. And I'm not in my head over here as you talk, because I know I've had some dreams. I don't do that. Well, the thought comes up when I dream about it. I'll say, okay, when I wake up, there might be a time where I wake up like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And
yeah.
I say, when I wake up later, I write it down. But I have no now, and I find myself thinking that's like, no, let me do it right now, because if I go back to sleep or if I wake up, It's gone, and it's like try to put it back. And the my theory about people who say they don't dream, and this is just my theory, is I think people who say they don't dream, they become part of the dream that they don't even understand, they don't even know, because they become one with the experience. And then people who say, people who say, I remember all my dreams, they observe themselves as they're going through the dreams. And I think, you know, if we have the conscious mind and we have the conscious mind, so definitely there's something else going on when we go to sleep, you know?
Right. Oh, you bring that's an interesting point of view. My thought about it is we benefit from our dreams whether we remember them or not, just like we benefit from our breathing, whether we're consciously taking deep inhales and exhales, we're still benefiting from it, even if we allow it to remain unconscious. But then, so then people will say, well, what's the point of going out of your way to remember the dreams? And one benefit is, and this is a recent Harvard study that came out in the last year, even if you don't know what your dream is telling you, even if it just seems silly that you remember a piece of a dream, like if you remember a shoe or a person's name or any little piece, it connects the subconscious with the subconscious, the subconscious with the conscious with the subconscious, the awake mind with the dreaming mind. And what that does is it gives you a greater sense of intuition throughout the day, a greater sense of, they say, I mean, even the folks at Harvard said you're able to solve problems with more acuity. And then underneath that, you're able to have a little bit more confidence as you navigate your way through your life. Because every day we've got choices to make. We've got decisions. Do I turn left? Do I turn right? Do I date this person? Do we break up? Do I buy this present for somebody? Or what do I do? Even if it's the holiday season like it's in now, where do I go? There's so much that's constantly coming at us. And when we have that bit of connection to our dreaming mind, which in Albert Einstein referenced as where he found his greatest solutions and inventions, when we have that little bit of access, then we just tend to be a little more graceful as we move throughout our life. It's not necessarily, actually, that's not true. I was going to say it's not going to make or break us, but in some cases it actually does. There's people whose remembered dreams have saved their lives, and there's some people whose remembered dreams have helped them to contribute greatly to humanity and to the arts, to the sciences, that, we wouldn't have electricity right now. Thomas Edison discovered electricity. Part of the filaments came to him in his dream. So we wouldn't have this ability to be on the phone with each other, on the internet, we could say, without access that someone had years ago to the dreaming mind.
I so agree. I know for me, I've had what I call prophetic dreams, in the sense that things will happen and it feels so real, and I sense that it's something that I'm going to experience. Sometimes I don't always know, sometimes when I experience, but I find that I'm actually, that later on, weeks later, whatever, I start experiencing it, and I remember I had this dream.
Right.
I had this dream. Sometimes it's sending me in that direction that I need to go somewhere, and I've done it and followed through. And there's so much to dreams. There's so much. And
how does it feel when you've done that, when you've had that dream that you might have even forgotten about until you find yourself in a real life situation? You go, I dreamt about that. In those moments, how does that make you feel? Do you know?
Oh my God. As you said earlier when I asked you who are you, I don't know if I have words, but it's a liberating feeling. One that I had about 2 years ago, I had a dream that it was early in the morning on a Sunday morning, and in the dream I was saying, I got to go to Agape International Truth Center, which is in L.A.
You know that I go there?
I didn't.
I'm a practitioner from Agape.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Keep going.
That I was going, so I was doing something, and I told a family member, I said, okay, I got to hurry up. I'm going to Agape. Now, in the dream, I was really trying to get things out of the way because I needed to go. It's Sunday, and it's going to be 11 o'clock. And then in the dream, I realized, wait a minute, Agape is in Los Angeles. I'm in Atlanta. Even if I leave now, there's no way I'm going to make the service. I'm going to be different ways of getting there in the dream. But I never quite made it in the dream. But when I woke up, it was clear that I mean, there were different things that later happened that just made it so clear that I needed to go to Agape, and I did. And it's played a major role in who I am today. And those kind of dreams, I look forward to them, and like, wow, you know, to actually almost like a warning or just message from the universe. And living, so for me, it's been something that I find very transformative. There's another thing that I call dream vision that sometimes feels like a dream, feels like a vision, and I get clear messages. So yeah. I don't take my dreams for granted. And I have other questions, but what I want to do, I want to put my questions on the hold. Let's go to listeners right now. So we'll just weave in between listeners and the questions and what you have. And for those of you who are just joining us, my guest is Kelly Sullivan Walden. She is the dream doctor. And so whatever you're dealing with, you had the strangest dream, you want to dream a particular dream, she can tell you how to dream a particular dream so you can make it easier in the real, in the physical world. You can go into bed with an intention. She's a magic woman. She's a magic woman. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And what else? We're taking your questions as well on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Woo! Please hypnotize my voice, my throat, so I can speak clearly. Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook. That's Ask Life Coach ADE on Facebook. You can ask your questions on there. And we're going to take a very quick break. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And while we're taking the break, we want you to share the show. Tell your friends about what's happening over here. Tell them to come and listen, because they won't be the same after listening to the show. I'm just saying, you can text it, you can tweet it, you can shout it, you can yell it. I don't care what you do. Tell them to get their hips over here. This is where it's happening. And when they get here, they will leave differently. How do I know? Les Brown said it.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Mark Victor Hansen said, listen, you don't need any other radio station, but if you do, listen to this one all the time. Why?
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Yes, indeed. We are committed to moving you from where you are to where you want to be. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be in consciousness? What do you want to achieve? What are your heart's desires? 347-426-3346. Kelly Sullivan Walden will show you, tell you, teach you, remind you how to dream into existence. Let's go to Maquita from Chicago, who has a dream. Well, she has a dream and had a dream and wants to know what it means. Whoopsie, let's try it. What just happened? Oh, the universe is playing tricks on me. Okay. Aquila, how are you?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Hi, Life Coach Aid. Hey, Betty. And hi, Kelly. I'm really excited to be on the show today.
Hi.
I'm going to start off with telling you a dream that I've had. But first, I want to start off with telling you the first one, because I think it kind of ties into the second dream. I had this dream that I was at a club, and we were partying, and we were also partying with Barack Obama. And I kind of saw Barack Obama's eye, and not that
Wait,
I had
say that
any,
again? You did what with
I
his eye?
I saw his eye.
Okay.
And he noticed me.
Okay.
And after the club, after the party was over, he came to me. And he hugged me. He pulled me really close to his bosom. And he let me go. We went our separate ways. So we went outside, and he went with, and he was kind of tipsy.
He was trying to kiss you?
He was kind of tipsy. And he went with
kind
his
of
bodyguard.
Tipsy.
Yeah.
Are you on a headset, Aquila? Because your phone's going in and out.
Speakerphone. Can you hear me clearly now?
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah, this
better.
Is much better. Thank you. I can
Sorry
feel you
about
now.
That,
like
guys.
That's okay.
Yes. So he went to his car with his bodyguard, and I went to my car. But he forgot to tell me something. So he ran to me like a passionate run towards one that he forgot to say he loved, as if, you know. And he hugged me, and he said, when I become the president of the United States, I want you to support me. And I looked at him and said, when I become the president of the United States, I want you to support me. And we went our separate ways. Now, here's the other dream. This dream came strangely because it's been a great year for me, and I basically have been, you know, in a phase of just an awakening. I've been experiencing a lot of changes, you know, in my spiritual life, being a Christian, and now, you know, a new thought, a new age, you know, embracing all of their teachings and all of their philosophy. And I thought, you know, it was hard because when you become awakened, you everything that you believed and everything that you thought was true sometimes, it's kind of like a rug being pulled, you know,
right.
from up under you.
Right.
And it's kind of like your whole foundation of everything, you know, but I asked for truth, and I was willing to accept whatever truth was when God revealed it to me. So I figured, you know, well, do I stay at this church, you know, and prosper in their ministry, or do I, you know, once you've been initiated into the mysteries and once you know what you know, it's like you just can't go back. You can't, you want to go back because it's a comfortable place.
Right.
You know, it's everyone that you know, is a Christian. You don't want to experience the rejection. You don't want to go through this. So this dream came, and it happened that there was this young lady, and she was in this ministry.
Hold on one second. So this is another dream, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, hold on one second, Kelly. Do you want to go for the first dream first, and then you can, well, let's do the first dream first, because
sure.
I have two different dreams.
Yeah. Marquita, do they relate to each other, or are they completely?
They do.
They do.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. All right.
Okay, so really quickly, I was at the church that I was a member of, and the minister stepped down, and they chose a lady to rise up to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
And she began to minister, you know, to the congregation, but she wasn't humble, and I worked behind her, and I was one who was working behind her humbly, patiently. It came time that she had to forfeit her position because of some things that she was doing wrong. And so some lady, she came to me, and she was like, well, I'm going to get you to take this position.
Mm-hmm.
And while working in the backstage, another guy was like, you're going to get her position. You're going to be the president of the United States. And I was like, okay. And so the lady, after the young lady, whoever she was, who was handed this promotion, she had to step down. And some lady came to me and said, I'm going to get you in this position. I'm going to get you in this position. Just give me time. So she goes back and she consults with all these guys. It was T.D. Jakes. There was all these other ministers, and they were all consulting. And then I remember being at the United Center where all these people, and they were waiting as one would wait for the announcement of who would be the president of the United States. It was no more who would take the place of this minister of this church. The scene has switched to who would be the president of the United States, and everyone was waiting to see, you know, would it be me? And so she goes back and she consults with T.D. Jakes, and he was like, give it to her. He said, sign her and saying her, we're going to sign everyone else. And so he hands her this check, and she comes out, and she announces that the President of the United States of America is Serena Williams. And I remember going ecstatic. I mean, guys, can you imagine? I was going nuts. I fell down. I worshiped. It was unbelievable. She handed me this check, which I don't know why she handed me this check, because obviously that had nothing to do with being the president. And I was like, I have to call my husband. I remember hugging people, people coming from out the stadium hugging me. And it was just like a moment that I had, can you imagine? It was so weird.
Are you there? We're losing you, President Maquita. Losing you.
Yes, it was
okay.
So real.
There you are.
So I just want to know, you know, what could that possibly mean? I think I had my own interpretation, but it will definitely help, you know, if someone else was able to help me.
That means we're getting ready to have a black woman as a president. That's what it means. It's real simple.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kelly.
I think I'd vote for you. to me, this dream, that in a nutshell, it's about leadership, and it's about spiritual leadership, and ultimately abundance, affluence within all of that. So everyone in your dream, from my perspective, is an aspect of yourself. So going back to the first dream with Barack Obama, I've talked to so many people that have had dreams about him in one way or another, but none who have had who have actually hugged him and looked into his eyes. To me, the eyes, it represents the dreams kind of do a wordplay thing. So eyes represents the eye. So to me, you were looking at yourself. You were looking at your identity as a leader, somebody who has stepped into a position of power and influence. And the fact that you embraced him, there was that hug, you were connecting deeply with that part of yourself that is that strong leader. And I love that you said, when I become president, I want you to support me. So very clearly, even in the, inside the dream, you were empowered to not just be a follower, but to really be an alpha, to step into a place of your own authority. And then we go into the church. So to me, your church dream is about, first of all, this one woman that steps down because of her lack of humility. So to me, that's an important clue to your success formula, that to make sure that even, because there's a fine line between being extremely confident and completely in the knowing that you're here to make a difference, and maintaining that place of I don't know and thy will be done, and it's not me that's doing anything, it's God that's doing everything through me.
Exactly.
So there is a fine line, and I think your dream is pointing you in that direction of what it is, because everyone in the dream is us. So that woman that was a little unhumble may be a part of you that perhaps in the past didn't erred on that side, but the who you are now coming out from backstage. You said you were behind her, you came out from behind. You're coming out. This is like your coming out party. So no matter what is going on in your life, I mean, your subconscious mind, your spirit is preparing you for how, not just to step into spiritual leadership, but to step into it in a particular way that would be sustainable and that would have maximum value. And I think the great part, I love that there was a check, because that just, to me, that represents being in this world, not of it, but being in this world. There's a way for us all to be able to do that which most fulfills our soul, and that can also pay our bills. So we can be the light of the world and pay the light bill. So I want to pass it back to you, Coach Ade, and see what your point of view on this is, too.
Well, it's funny, because when you talked about leadership, it really, I was here saying that's it, because McCreed is listening to the show, and she's my friend on Facebook, and I know some of the story, and that's what I've actually seen. When I see her post on Facebook, it's coming from a place of authority, not authority as in I know what you don't know, but there's a power in your post, McCreed. I see that. So that
that standing in who you really are and stepping out, and also knowing your journey, the transition between what you used to believe from religion and now stepping into your spiritual self, which is such a transformation, you know, because you might be thinking, okay, I'm learning this new information and it feels good, but what if, or what are people going to say? How am I going to feel? So there could be doubt there. But for me, what I get is as you're making this transition to stepping into your own, the leadership role, I see you stepping into it. And I think I really feel that's spot on. That's spot on. Because you've really been stepping. I see your post, and I'm like, wow, she needs to write a book.
Right. Do you see, what are you, is there, I mean, besides you stepping into your own authentic spiritual path that's different than what you knew before, I mean, that takes guts, that's not easy, but, you know, that's what you're here for. You're here to find your own way, not just to do what's been prescribed to you. Are you being actually called into leadership that you can see in the physical world yet, or is this all a preparation for something that you don't know about yet?
Well, originally I thought that the check meant a recompense from all the hell that I had gone through in life. I mean, growing up in DCFS, moved around, you know, over 16 times, been through hell and hot water. I thought that maybe the check, you know, and the promotion was maybe had something to do with karma or something like that. But thank you guys for making it so clear. Right now, no, I'm not doing much of anything. I'm just basically living life, you know, just doing the things that I love to do. I'm not in a particular church or anything. I just started a group called Wanna Know Thyself. And I remember leaving the United Center and hugging a lot of women. You know, a lot of women came up to me first, you know, so I figured that that had something to do with the new group, you know, that I just started about a month ago. And,
I want to say this, and I want to interrupt you because we've got a lot of people holding, but it seems and feels to me that you're already living that out. What did you call the group? Woman Know Thyself?
Woman Know Thyself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're already moving in that. Your dream is literally becoming a reality. And I'll say just keep paying attention, keep listening to the inspired action, keep following through. The signs will show up, and just trust the process.
Wonderful.
Trust the process.
Thank you, guys. Oh,
absolutely.
Wow. Thank
you
so much.
You're very welcome.
Great job,
Marquita. Thank you. Yes, we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to keep it. Well, don't. Here's something that I want you to get straight to the point. Because we've got a lot of callers, and I want to get to as much as possible. I got some questions for Kelly, but I might hold off on my questions. We'll just have to bring her back. Or maybe I can just meet her for tea or coffee or something in the
Absolutely.
Next few days.
We'll meet at Agape.
Okay. That's right. That's a good place to meet. We'll meet in the realm of unconditional love, and we can really become one. Let's go to Kefa. Kefa has a dream. Let's go. Tell us the dream. And hey, Kefa, how are you?
Hey, good. How about yourself? How you doing, Kelly? How you doing, Ben?
Wonderful.
Great.
All right. The dream that I had, now this was the dream the night before last. The dream was I was in a construction yard, like around where a scaffolding scenery is, so to speak. So I was driving my Jeep Cherokee. I was driving. My wife was in the passenger seat, and our three children were in the back. So I was heading straight back towards the end, but the area that I was trying to go to was fenced off. So I turned around, and I saw a spot where there was a small little inlet of, like, water. And with that, there were a bunch of waterfowl or even ducks, and it was a small hill to go down. So I was thinking I have a Jeep Cherokee. I could drive down that hill. So, and it was really small. So I'm pretty sure before I went down that hill, I tried to roll down a couple of windows. My window did not go down, but my wife's window went all the way down. So when I went down the hill, I almost hit these waterfowl or ducks. So I was swerving in and out, and I could feel it. So I thought the waterfowl was directly under the car. So I flipped the Jeep Cherokee over, and I was on top, and it was on top of the lid. And I fell, and I flew out of the window, and I had to flew out of my wife's window because my window didn't go down. I don't remember, you know, being cut or anything like that. So the top of the hood was smashed like an accordion. I got out. Got on my feet. I picked the Jeep up by the top and flipped it back over. I don't know why I was scared. I was scared of these waterfowl, like they're going to come and, like, you know, just tear me up. So I hurried up and got back in the car. So I don't know where it came from, but it was like a balloon or some circular inflating, like, kind of object. So I held on to this balloon and I held on to the truck. My intention was to get over the fence so I can take the Jeep over this body of water. So when I was holding it, I went further up than I expected, and I kept rising and rising, and I was, like, scared to death because I was really high up there. I don't remember the Jeep Cherokee anymore, but I don't recall dropping it. So as I kept rising, it looked like I went on top to a garage in the sky, and I went to this garage, like, kind of thing, and it was a short Asian guy. In this suit, and it kind of reminded me of the setting of, like, some tournament, some kind of fighting tournament. And I thought I might have dreamed that scenario before, because that I seemed like I'd been there before. So it was like some kind of fighting tournament that was going to go on. And that was it as a dream. And just one brief thing as well. I used to dream a lot about tornadoes consecutively for like 7 or 8 years nonstop. So that's it. Yeah, that's the dream that I had.
Did you? I just want to make sure I got that last part. You said that you rose up and you ended up going up into a garage.
It was like, it was either a garage-like kind of place, or you know where the Navy, where the Air Force land their ships on, like a little shipyard, something where you would land some kind of vehicle on in the sky. Yes.
This is
like a long stretch of asphalt or something.
And then there was an Asian guy, and there was a tournament kind of a thing. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it was like I entered in some kind of room, and he had a suit on, and yeah, it looked like I entered in something. I don't remember walking in there, but it was like a room. I remember black and red were the two color themes, and
okay.
I just had this insinuation of there was some kind of tournament or fighting that was going on.
Okay.
Wow.
And how do I say your name? Is it, you said
Kefa. Yes.
Cool name. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Thank you.
Do you know what it means?
Kepha is the balance, intuition, and divine thought with your emotions. So it's balanced thought, intellect, and emotions.
Oh, that's cool.
That's your own dream, I think. But go ahead.
It's an aspiration, not a reality yet, but it's an aspiration. But thank you.
I'd say on a parallel plane, it's a reality.
No, that's right.
So, okay, may I jump in, Coach Ade?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do your thing. You're the expert in this area.
Well, here, it feels like you're, often I look at dreams from the perspective of the hero's journey. Are you all familiar with the hero's journey, Joseph Campbell's hero's journey?
I am not, no.
So just a nutshell of it, he writes about the predictable stages that a hero goes through on a noble quest. And often when you're in the midst of change, not too dissimilar from our previous caller, that was Marquita.
Marquita, yeah.
Marquita, like going through change means that you're being tested and you're being recreated into somebody new. And so, to me, your dream is all about the tests that you're going through. It's very tumultuous. I mean, the first thing that you said was you're in a construction yard. Everything in the dreams speak the language of symbols, which is the language of our soul. So being under construction means that you're in transformation. Things are changing, and usually it's not pretty. There's scaffolding. It's not. I used to tell people when they're in the midst of change, wear a sign around your neck that says, "Excuse the mess. I'm under construction." It's going to be pretty. It's going to be great really soon. But right now, it's got to be a mess before it can all come together. So it's all good. Mm-hmm. So you're going through it. You get turned upside down, and you're with your family. So I would say that there's something going on within the realm of your family that's turning things upside down.
Mm.
And you get out, even though it's through your wife's window, which would mean perhaps, from an archetypal perspective, it's the feminine aspect of you that opens the window that gives you the insight, that has you escape whatever box you are in. The car, by the way, represents your body, represents your vehicle. It could also represent your career, or vehicle through life, and it turns upside down. So I would also say, gosh, there's change in your career that may be affecting your family, but your female intuition is the window that opens up that gives you the insight. And okay. And then we've got the ducks. To me, ducks are wonderful wordplay because it's about ducking. It's about getting bobbing and weaving and getting around those things that we need. Instead of just, you know, plowing through it, you're ducking. And you didn't. You were scared of them, which is interesting. The water fowl. Anything that's related to water is related to intuition, the deep unconscious, that which we don't quite understand. And usually we're scared of those things that we don't quite understand, even if they're wonderful, profound, deep, magical. If we don't understand it, it can be scary. So the ducks kind of represent that. And it also represents sometimes you just have to duck, you know, duck for cover. And then, let's see, then there's something about you taking the balloon, going up to a higher elevation, but getting scared because you're going too high. Sometimes, to me, that's a, they say it's a more common fear to be afraid of your success than you are of failure. Sometimes it's our, you know, there's that Marianne Williamson quote that Nelson Mandela used in his inaugural speech about our greatest fear is not that we're inadequate, it's that we're powerful beyond measure. So you rising with that balloon going high, it was kind of like, oh my God, I'm scared. I'm scared of getting too high, too fast, too big, too connected up here. So there's some of that that you're grappling with. It could be your spirituality. Some people, when they really come into a sense of their spiritual awareness, it's overwhelming how beautiful, how big, how spacious, how grand. And the fear of heights can also be kind of a symbolic way of looking at that. Okay, so you get over the fence. To me, this tells me that you're going to get over this, that you're moving past it. You're a warrior. You're going to get past it. And you end up getting into this place where it's a garage that's above. So you get to a higher place, and it's a place where you're going to have the tournament where you're having to fight. So you're fighting for something. I don't know what you're fighting for, but obviously, I mean, you're the hero. You are the quintessential hero on the hero's journey. You're having your test. You're having to fight. You're having to do all of this. I would just ask you, what are you fighting for? What is it that you really are wanting to achieve, whether career-wise or family-wise, that is happening in your life right now?
It's both, actually. I really am looking to have more secure finances. I'm really looking for a better job. I'm in school now for clinical psychology, so I have my career path down right, and it's going to be a matter of time. But in the duration, I just really want to get us to a better spot to where we need to be financially. Like, that is my whole goal that I'm selling for the solstice.
Ah, wow. That's great, and I know that you are speaking on behalf of a lot of people that are in a transition of some kind. I mean, the fact that you're in school means that you're developing a new career path for yourself. So you're charting a new course for yourself, and that's never easy. But you're a fighter. You're going to find your way. And I would say the dreams often point us to where the ache is, where the problem is. But always, just like jewel weed grows right near poison oak. Poison oak is the problem, but the jewel weed is the solution, and they grow side by side. So your solution is right here in the midst of your challenge. And on some level, it's about you being the fighter and you also rising to a higher place to do your fighting. And fighting doesn't have to be, you know, in the physical realm, but it could be fighting for your clarity, fighting for your soul, fighting for your spiritual high ground, and fighting for your faith. So it's, you know, making it, the hero is on a noble journey. So I would just say stay noble, and also every hero needs a mentor. So if you don't already have one, that can help to show you the ropes and how to get by in the meantime, then I would seek one out. Do you have one that you can count on, that you can call on to see you through this?
Not necessarily, no. Most of the time it's just by myself with the kids. So, no, I will go out and I'll go out and find one.
Okay, well, Coach Ade, you know.
Yeah.
And here, you're like, seek no further. You've got a coach right here, and I do coaching as well. I do dream coaching, which is about understanding what your nighttime dreams as it relates to your daytime desires. So you've got, you know, here we are. Seek no further. So doing a little deeper work could help you just get through this really quickly. By the way, tornadoes, to me, if you had recurring dreams about tornadoes, tornadoes are about, you know, they say that there's the winds of change are a-blowing. Tornadoes are radical change. And as humans, we're not usually that happy and comfortable with change, especially radical change. But often those tornadoes, those breakdowns lead to a breakthrough. So you're somebody to me that I feel like you're prepared for radical change. You're going to make it through this. You've got a tremendous amount of inner resources that you're just discovering. And the more of them, the merrier. You need them, so bring them on. Before you go to sleep, ask for guidance, ask for your guides, ask for those resources that have been hidden up till now to come out wherever you are, because it's time for them. So thanks for calling.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, Kelly, you're the bomb. Wow. I just don't even have time to go into everything that's coming up for me. Let's just move. You're good. Even in the chat, listen, Kelly is great. She's more than great. She's a goddess. Oh, my God. Oh, okay, let's go to Francine. Let's go to Francine from Chicago. Wow. Francine, you're live.
Hi, thank you guys so much for taking my call. I'll make this brief, knowing there's probably a lot of people on hold. This is a dream I had right after I had taken one of the Reiki masterships, and I dreamt I was in a small cafe, like a small club, and Bruce Springsteen was there, who's someone who I do admire and have had many dreams about. And in he was sitting down at a cafe table. I went and joined him. And he told me about some problem he had, you know, physically. So all I can remember at that point was I went to his small of his back, and I put my hands on the small of his back. And the next scene was I saw the outline of my hands on his back.
Mm.
And that was the end. But just to quickly preface, I've had lots of dreams about him where our hands have been touching or I held his hand.
Wow. Ooh, beautiful, beautiful. May I just dive in here?
Please.
No,
go
right ahead. This is your thing. You do your thing.
Oh, well, you too. I mean, you're tapped in, tuned in, so feel free. Mm-hmm. To me, this is just a beautiful affirmation that you're on the right track. And you and when did you say you had these dreams?
This dream was actually a few years back. It's something that stands out so vividly in my mind.
You know, whenever somebody dreams of a celebrity, to me, a celebrity represents, it's, you know, everyone in our dreams is an aspect of ourselves. A celebrity represents, to me, putting a spotlight on the aspect of them within you that they represent. So give me two or three words that represent Bruce Springsteen to you.
I suspect vibrant energy and respect.
And respect. Okay, so vibrant energy, respect, this is you. And he's revealing himself in your dream as the masculine aspect of you. And you, the feminine, are healing the masculine in the lower back, which is about support and usually about money issues. So to me, first of all, at the very least, it's an affirmation that you're on the right track with what you're doing with Reiki and that your hands have power. Your hands connecting with his hands, I mean that your hands are a symbol of action in the physical world and also caring and taking care of others in the physical world and taking care of yourself. Have you ever had any back issues yourself?
If ever I did, they always were cured immediately, maybe after 1 or 2 days. So nothing really that's chronic.
Okay. So the hands on the back, I mean, everyone in your dream is you, so it's also you healing you, the aspect of you. And it's also you having this deep, intimate connection with this celebrated part of yourself, this masculine aspect of you that has vibrant energy and respect. So it's very much, I would call this an integration dream, where you're really integrating these parts of yourself within yourself so that you can even be a more powerful healer. This is one thing I do with people when they have a really wonderful dream, which it sounds like this was the energy of this dream just off the charts? Was it great?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, as I said, I mean, it seemed as vivid today as the day I had it.
Beautiful. Okay, so this is what my prescription is for you. I believe that the dream isn't over just because we wake up. The dream is still happening on a parallel plane because you've reconnected to it. And in fact, it's not just your dream any longer. For all of us who are listening, it's also our dream, but especially it's yours. But that energy that you had in the dream, that affirmation, that connection with this being that you've admired and respected and looked up to, that sweet, sweet, vibrant energy and that affirmation of who you are and what you came here to do, I would use that energy as a mantra, as a meditation that you take into your life on a regular basis, and perhaps especially before you're about to see a client. Shower yourself with that grace from that energy, and actually the dream can be, it doesn't lose its power over time, it gains momentum and power over time, and the more you reconnect with a juicy, vivid, delicious dream like this, the more empowered you can become as a result of this. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. What about you, Coach Addy?
Well,
anything you want to add? I can feel some of your wisdom bubbling up.
When I think of lower back, I think of lower back as support. I didn't know this lower back also represents money. And so those are the things that stood out. The lower back stood out for me. And when she said she can see, when Francine said she can see the outline of her hands.
Yes.
And as I'm listening to you, it's almost like, you know, the healing work that she's doing, she's supporting, you know, she's supporting herself, and the money will be there, the money will show up, and the power to just see the outline of her hand, that through
yes.
that healing, that masculine aspect, that wants to know, how am I going to get paid for this, how's it going to happen, how's that going to, there's that support already through the healing. That's what's
yes.
coming up for me.
Ooh, very good.
Thank you so much. Feels good. I could totally relate to everything that was said.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your great dream with us.
It's taking me to a whole new level. Thank you, Francine. I want to take a quick break, but before I do that, this is something that I've heard and you mentioned it. You said, Kelly, that all the people in the dream represent an aspect of us. Can you speak more about that? And then we'll come back and take some more questions.
Sure. Let's just get really philosophical. From the highest perspective, if we were, you know, whether we're awake or asleep, we're all connected to one another. We're all part of one big, beautiful mosaic. We're all connected, or as I like to say, it's like we're all part of one big diamond. We're all unique facets of this diamond. And so whether we're awake or asleep, we're connected to everything. It's all us. One way of looking at a dream in terms of interpretation is to look at every symbol, every person, everything in the dream as if it was an aspect of us. Sometimes the dreams are just very deliberate. Like you said earlier in our conversation, Coach Addy, about how sometimes you just get a very direct message. And sometimes the message is very prophetic, and it's about somebody else. I mean, it certainly can be about somebody else. It can be a message for them. But it doesn't hurt to look at the dream as if all of it is a play within ourselves. And when we do it that way, it can offer an insight. And if for some reason it just doesn't resonate at all, then toss it out. But it's always, I find it always worthwhile to look at all of those pieces as a part of us, whether it be the ocean or the doorknob or the sky or the clown or Obama or our ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or anybody. It's all, you know, Bruce Springsteen. It's all energies within ourselves.
There it is. Everything is energy. And in your book, you have all kinds of symbols. You even have, if you dream about much, match.com. I mean, BlackBerry and things. You've really updated it. We're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear music, but we're not playing the whole song. We're going to be right back. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. My guest is Kelly Sullivan Walden. She's the author of I Had the Strangest Dream, the Dreamer's Dictionary for the 21st Century. So for those of you who say, I want to call him, but I'm shy, well, you're missing out. But we won't let you miss out. You can definitely pick up a copy of Kelly's book, and you can do your own interpretation. But we'll be right back. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. Here's some music from Cynthia James. Standing in the light. We're in the light. We'll be right back. Just a quick break.
You can't run. You sure can't hide. The thing you fear will chase you down. You can't cheat or live those lies. When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down, put your head up high, get your chin up off the ground, remember you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling all around, hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground, remember you're standing in the
light. When you have a nightmare and you're worried about it, remember you're standing in the light. You're standing in the I am-ness that you are. You're always surrounded. You're always protected. Do not be afraid of your dream. Kelly Sullivan Walden is here to help you be free. Let's go back to the call. This is Cynthia James reminding us we're standing in the light. To find out more about Cynthia James, it's cynthiajames.net. CynthiaJames.net. And this is CelesteMorgan.net. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm so excited. Kelly, you are the bomb. Hey, a day, Betty. Phenomenal.
Yes,
okay,
is.
I know you don't have time. I'm going to do this quick. Okay, Kelly, Kelly, it's not even about me right now. You're so beautiful. Yes, I have a recurring dream. But this is for you, okay?
Okay.
This is not, I'm going to give you my dream, but it's a hookup for you. So listen carefully, Kelly.
Okay.
So, first of all, when you broke that down Kessler's tornado, today is Wednesday. That's connected to a goddess named Olya. I need to say that out of respect. You are on the one. You also have a link from me in your Facebook account because I wanted to gift you the tiger. But you are just so out of control, I have to give it to you the way Spirit is giving it to me.
Okay.
So what's happening is I listened to a CD from Omnipure Music, okay?
Uh-huh.
They were guests on Life Code Today's show last week.
Uh-huh.
When I listened to this DNA CD, I had this dream that I was lying on crystals that turned into water. I woke up out of my dream and texted a friend because it was just that powerful. Now, here's the hookup for you.
Okay.
Now, Kelly, with the way that you have Carl Jung, who I feel around you, and Joseph Campbell in your system, and all of those symbols, I don't know if you read cards too, if you do tarot, but all those symbols you have in your being, I have a very strong feeling that if you listen to Omnipure, and went with the intention to go into dream time. Girl, there ain't no telling what you're going to download. And the energy code, when you reduce it down, and I know Ade and Betty are already going to hook you up, but the energy code reduces to 9, Kelly. And you said that it's scientific that we have 3 to 9 dreams. Now, I'm going to get you a book and break down my other dream, but that's a gift for you.
Wow.
I have no doubt you are going to download some powerful stuff. And
wow.
Thank you, sister. You are bad.
Oh, wow, Celeste, what a cool thank you. I'm bursting. I don't even have words. I want to say something about your recurring dream, and I definitely want to listen to that Omnipure CD.
Mm-hmm.
So Ade and
yes,
Betty,
you got
help
it.
Me.
You got it. We'll get that to you.
Great. And I
I have the crystal in the water. So that I would love to know. Crystal. I'm sleeping on crystal. I'm lying on crystals everywhere, and then the crystals go into, oh, my gosh, I forgot something. The crystals turn into water, and there's a swan and an eagle there with me.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Okay.
No.
This is powerful. All right, so the first thing is you're laying down. And if you're laying down, that implies vulnerability and intimacy and that you're undefended. And you're completely ready to acquiesce to the energy of whatever is around you at that time. So the crystals, to me, represent crystallized wisdom. Within crystal is enormous power that's put into a really compact container. So it's like infinite wisdom within those crystals, and not just wisdom, but wisdom that could be expressed as love, as energy, as art, as creation itself. So it's like becoming at one. You're laying down on this bed of crystals. So it's that vibration. It's a really, really, really high vibration. And then turning into water, which represents, in a word, flow. Which is, to me, it's the keynote for this time that we're moving into, 2012 and all of that. It's about not just holding on to the wisdom, not just holding on to the beauty and the creativity, but completely being in the flow with it. That means receiving, releasing, allowing, bringing it all in and flowing with it. So the water is also very feminine. Very much about your unconscious and even your those talents that are latent in you that are underwater that you might not even know about yet. So flowing, becoming dolphin-like or whale-like in your ability to be at one with the water. And then we've got, you said a swan. So the swan really, it's kind of like the swans are connected to the water. It's another water bird, but it's like the swan is kind of like the water version of the butterfly. It's you and your glory, and maybe as the archetype of the ugly duckling, maybe there was a time when your vibrant energy might not have been looked at as such a great thing, or there wasn't room for you in a previous incarnation or previous container. But now, not only are you aware that you're the swan, which is beautiful and big and powerful and connected to air and connected to water. So those two aspects, water being emotional and flowing and feminine, and the air being about wisdom, and it's about the mental body and even the spiritual body, and the eagle, wow, take it up a notch. I mean, the eagle soars high close to the heavens. These are all aspects of you, by the way. These are not external, even though they are, they could be considered your power animals. But consider that they are part of you and crystallizing themselves together to give you an insight and a message. So fly high. And the eagles also fly high, but they have a keen awareness of what's going on the ground, mm-hmm. on earth. And when they do come down, they come down with a purpose, with clarity, and with precision. They don't mess around. Eagles are on point. They have a mission, and they're connected to that which is higher, and they're very proud in a good way. There's a power and a God, I can't even think of the word. It's like prowess. It's like an elegance and a power connected. So, I would ask you, take the energy of this powerful dream, all of that, because this is huge. I mean, this is enough to battery power an entire city for a year or more. But condense this energy, crystallize it into a feeling or a single word so that you can take this with you into your life. So how would you contain this so that it can be something that you can take with you? Give it a word or two.
There's so much running right now, but what's coming through actually are two words, and it's eternal love, and you mentioned butterfly, and yeah, that's a big symbol for me, so I'm feeling like it's ancestral messages of honoring myself, know thyself, thank you, Maquita, for that, and just knowing it. I'm hearing believe.
So this is your mantra. I would say this is your message for the new year. This is like, hang out, and this dream is not over just because you woke up. This dream has a life of its own. It's packed with insight for you. If you ever feel in the slightest bit disconnected or nervous or scared, just dive into this dream and let this fill you up and guide you and be your guiding light as you move into your next place of power and whatever it is you're meant to do guidance-wise. You're hooked up. And
thank
for
you.
Everyone,
yep.
To me, one thing that's so powerful about sharing dreams is the dream is, especially when it's a dream that's this powerful, it's not just for the dreamer. It truly is a collective dream. It's a dream. I can feel my own spirit feeling like rising up, and I'm sure everyone that's listening to this, some people might go, oh man, I wish I had a dream like that. Well, guess what? Because you listened to it, because you were in earshot of this dream, that means that you also are meant to benefit from this dream. So as you are lifted, all are lifted, Celeste. So thank you for sharing that. Very powerful.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, Celeste. My friend, it's time to go with the flow. Fly high with praise and share the divine wisdom effortlessly. The world is waiting. The world is waiting. Fly high with grace and glow with the flow. And
glow with the flow.
Let it be.
Thank you.
Woo! Okay, let's go to Deborah. Where is Deborah? Deborah is from Florida. There she is. Hey, Deborah.
Hey, always Deborah. I'm calling. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you all for taking my call. I'm just like blown away. My mind is out there. Like, I'm just getting started on my little spiritual journey and really getting into it. Maybe a few months.
There's
and
nothing
boy,
little
just,
about your spiritual journey, Deborah. Just because
really,
you get started doesn't mean it's little. So keep going.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I can just. Wow, that was mind blowing. My dream, and this is another like recurring one lately. I have a lot of weird ones lately, but I'm just going to, the one that kind of hits home and kind of gets me emotional is the one where it's my mother. It's like because we're from another city. So it's like I'm back home in the old house we grew up in. I'm back home in that house, and it's old and it's kind of rusty-like and kind of broken down like. Which it is right now at this point, but she's kind of, everyone's sad, and I walk in, I'm like, what, about, you know, and then she's like, you know, telling me she's got to go away, don't be upset, you know, and then she's like, you know, don't cry, you know, and she's like, you know, I'm leaving, it's just, she's like really finalizing things, and, you know, I'm leaving, I want you to do this, giving me instructions on what to do this, and this. I'm going to go away. And it's like she goes and she, like, lays down. Mm. And when she lays down, she changes. Like, she's not, you know, my mother's kind of younger. She gets real older. And, like, she lays on this tomb-like thingy, whatever, like in the olden Egyptian days. You're raised up on this thing, and she lays flat. And then she, like, and I'm like, no. And then when I touch her, the places I touch, it gets young. And then I move my hand, it gets old again. And then she just keeps wiping my face, like, you know, it's okay. Like, keep reassuring me. I mean, I woke up, I was like, my face was wet. I was crying. I was crying when I woke up. And then my husband kept saying, you are saying no, you know. And I'm like, wow. It's just real, real vivid and real sad, like, and it's like, I don't know if it's my mother. Well, my grandmother raised me, so I don't know if it's my grandmother, really. Not my mother. It's like, I don't know. But it really worries me. I know that.
Oh, let me ask you real quick, Deborah. How's your mother's health? I mean, is any of this literal? I always like to do a little reality check.
That's the thing. It's my, right. Well, my grandmother's health is not. She actually, which I just found out literally last week, that she's had a brain tumor all along, and it's inoperable, and she didn't want to tell me of everyone. You know, she's like, don't tell my baby. You know, she raised me, don't tell my baby. So I just found this out, but the dream was before that, though. The dream was like 4 months ago.
Wow.
So it's like, literal, not, you know, it's like, but then well, the dream was my mother, though.
So here's a couple of things. You ready for me to dive in, both of you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so from one perspective, I always like to look at dreams from both perspectives, from the literal perspective and then from the figurative perspective, because sometimes our dreams are giving us some concrete messages that are really meant to not be necessarily interpreted but acted on. So there's always health, you know, if something's health-oriented, it's good to check into that and just be aware of that. Now, symbolically speaking, this is, I mean, we talked about the hero's journey earlier. To me, on your hero's journey, usually the hero's journey begins when there's a death or when there's an ending or a transformation of some kind. They say when the kingdom is in ruin. So you talk about your old house and it's falling apart, it's rusty, it's not doing so good. So to me, this represents great change and transformation as it relates to your identity. Your old house represents who you used to be, and it's no longer suitable for who you're becoming any longer. It's also, if I was going to give your dream a nutshell title, I would say it's about transformation regarding your attachment to your mother. Death in a dream doesn't necessarily mean death the way we look at it in our waking life. Death represents an ending of a cycle, which means a new cycle is preparing to arrive. So it's prepare. I mean, to me, this is about you coming to the end of a cycle with the way that you have held your mother or the mother. In this case, it could be your grandmother. It could be even the goddess or that feminine energy in yourself, in the universe. There's an ending happening. And let me just go to another side of things. From the perspective of the hero, from the perspective of who we're ultimately meant to be as spiritual beings, We're meant to die daily. We're meant to have an empowered relationship with what we call death, because ultimately, really, there is no death. There's just ebbs and flows and change and breakdowns and breakthroughs. It's all life. But when we're unaware and unenlightened, we cling to the old form as if that's all there was and that there will never be anything else. But the most enlightened version of you, like your mother in the dream, is saying, let go, let me go, because this form is on its way out and there is something new wanting to come in. So to me, this is preparing you to have a more empowered, enlightened relationship with transitions, with transformation, with change, especially as it relates to the feminine, the mother, the goddess, and even perhaps your mother. So that's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, because it is, like I said, this spiritual journey is taking me, I'm in a whole different realm of thinking. I'm shedding away people from around me, everything. So that's great.
So you really are on a hero's journey. You really are.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead, Daddy.
Now, I was just going to say what was coming up for me is that when she says she puts her hand on her mother, grandmother, and how it becomes new.
Yeah.
For me, what I get is like within you, you have the power to make the old be new. So don't hold on to the old. You have the power to transform what is showing up because you're actually going through the process. So it's not about holding on and saying no, no, no. It is about letting go and saying yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Got it, what it looks like to you.
And it's such a paradox. I mean, this really is the issue that we grapple with as human beings, how to be in this world and not of it. We associate attachment. If we love somebody or if we love something, we grab a hold of it with white knuckles. We squeeze it, and we don't want to let it go. And that means love. But from the highest perspective, that's not love. That's strangling. That's killing off the life force. There's a continuous flow of good, a continuous flow of love, a continuous flow of life. And we don't know how, but we're learning how. I mean, this conversation we're having is really, we're on the cutting edge or the leading edge of what it is to be alive. So your dream, Deborah, is to me, it's teaching you how to be a more awake, enlightened human being as you move in fast forward on your path around your hero's journey. And it's really preparing you to be in this world but not of it, powerfully love, powerfully give, and then powerfully let go. So
thank you. That's so good. I really appreciate that puts everything in perspective. It makes sense with all these house dreams and going upstairs and old houses.
Yeah.
Wow, that really, I get it now.
Yep.
I really get
it. Love is saying, let go, keep moving forward. So rather than no, 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 yes, 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 because love knows. Love, true love is freedom. True love is not bondage.
Freedom.
It is freedom. It sets you free to create a whole new life. So you can let go, you can fly. You say you're on a spiritual journey. You ain't seen nothing. Yes, you're getting ready to meet yourself in a whole new way that you will have to introduce yourself to yourself. So that you can know who you really are. So
that's
enjoy
what
the ride,
I really
my dear.
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Let's take one last call. Actually, one last call, and then Betty. We're gonna go to Betty, but let's go to Dennis first. Dennis, you've been holding patiently. All right.
Hey,
what's your question? What's your dream? How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Hi, Dennis.
Pretty good.
Hey. I have many dreams. One, Kelly. I'd like to put in front of you.
Great.
There was one night. Well, I'll just concentrate on this one. one night I had a dream, and it was in regards to setting up a Merkabah, a sacred geometric shape.
Uh huh.
And I worked on it all night. In the end, towards the end, they were working with me to put it together, and they weren't quite sure how it fit together either. And this is the question that I have for you. is what do you think about, and I don't like this word, astral travel. I refer it to as being outer dimensionally planning, where that there are energies that are there for us, learning from us as we are learning from them, and negating your subconscious allows us to experience the conscious energies outside of this dimension. Now, what's your feeling on that? And okay.
Well, I don't know that I understood the very last part. You said negating your subconscious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but I'll tell you what. Go ahead. Tell me, what do you mean by negating your subconscious?
Well, it's just that when we go into dream time, if we have a lot of problems or issues or conflicts or just daily
okay.
situations.
Okay.
Dennis, help me, because we actually had to extend the show.
Yes,
what is,
we only
give
have
us a specific
second.
Question
so
again. What's the question?
Should I just
again?
Jump right in and do something really
quick?
Do we have a second for me to say something?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll just say this. Like I said in the very beginning of the show, words are weak. Our words are like the finger pointing to the moon. We can get caught up in the words. The words are not the thing itself. We have to go beyond the words to what it represents. So when we say
right.
astral travel, what is that? What is that? Those are just two words. Who we are we're multidimensional creatures. We're multidimensional beings. And when
right.
we are asleep, we could say our subconscious, our unconscious, is part of those multidimensions. And then there's other realms beyond what we even know about ourselves. And when we're in
right.
our dreams, when we're in our dreaming mind, we can connect with the past, with the future, with realms that have never even been explored yet. So it's
right.
all possible. And having a connection to this, I'm interested in, you know, maybe next time we're on the show, you can talk about some of the things that you explored and experienced, because it would be fascinating to explore that. But we all have access to the infinite, and by infinite there is no end, and why not play there and explore and bring back, there's just more love to explore. So that's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Addie, and
yeah.
thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dennis. We appreciate that. Okay, Betty said, I got a quick question I want to ask Kelly, but
please.
Betty is my co-producer. I did not let her ask. I mean, just everything might go down. Okay, Betty, tell us about this dream. Ooh, I'm getting ready to find out a lot about you now.
No, well, it's two things. The first thing I wanted you can touch on probably at the very end is why do people remember certain dreams for a very long time? I have four dreams that I've had 30 years ago, and I still remember those dreams like it was yesterday.
Mm.
And I can't remember a dream that I had 20 minutes ago, but I can recite each of those four dreams. So I don't know why the mind sticks to certain dreams and never let you forget them. Now, last night I had a dream, and it was so funny. This is the first time I've had a dream in many, many, many years that it was total blackness. So
okay.
I had a dream that had no imagery in it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Yet I was on the phone.
Okay.
With a lady. On the phone with a lady who was upset.
Uh-huh.
I can hear it in her voice. And she was asking for help.
Okay.
And I can hear, like, static behind her if somebody else was there. And in the dream, I heard myself saying, that's a spirit next
mm-hmm.
to her. That's a ghost or something next to her. And I think she may be a little afraid. And she was asking for help. And so at that moment, this is where it gets really weird. I wake up, but it's almost like I'm still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, hello, are you there? Hello, are you there? And I say this a couple of times before I realize that I'm awake. And that was the end of the dream. So, you know, it was just one of those, it was weird to me that it was no imagery in the dream whatsoever, just total, it was like being in the void,
What was the feeling, since there was no image, if there was a distinct feeling? I know you said that the woman was upset. What about you? What was your feeling, tone, or energy?
I was just calm. I was like observing. And so...
you were like, what? Say that again?
Observing.
Observing.
You know, I was like observant. And so I had no emotions whatsoever.
Okay.
In that moment, I was just more into listening to her and trying to get her to hear me. But then the spirit caught my attention. And I'm like, there's something there that you might be afraid of. And it was almost like you can hear it trying to come in, like a radio tuning, trying to tune in. But I hear its voice. So I hear it talking to her. And in the dream, I'm thinking, that's not feeling right to her, so she's calling me for help. And now I'm trying to get through to her.
Did you have a sense of who this woman was? Is she somebody that you recognize?
Yeah, I know this person.
And is she somebody that you've, in real life, can you check it out with her if she has something going on with her? Or, I mean, is there any part of reality that's expressing itself in this dream?
Well, you know, it is. When I woke up, I thought I need to call her.
Yes.
To see what's going on. Because she had, this is a person who once confided in me that she had some spirits that was frightening her in her house.
Okay. So you're getting a confirmation then. I believe every dream to some degree requires action. So this dream really strikes me as one that requires action in the physical world. You contact her and see if you may be the person to help her clear whatever this block is, or help the spirit that may be stuck to find its way into the light. I mean, you are that way shower. God, Coach Ade, you really attract healers on this show. Everyone that's called in is majorly in the healing realm. So this dream is like a bleed through. I mean, really, to me, anything that has to do with the phone in a dream is about telepathy, communication, deep connection. And the fact that there was static and this woman was upset, to me, this is pretty straightforward. You need to help her. And what you get out of this is it's a confirmation of your gifts and what you're capable of doing, and that you're connected to this, undeniably so.
Yes.
And I want to respond to how, before I want to answer the question that you asked first, but is there anything else you want to say about this before I move on to that?
No.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. So you asked, why do people remember dreams from years and years ago, and they can't necessarily remember what they dreamt last night, but certain dreams stick. In general, our dreams take place in the part of the brain where our short-term memory resides. However, if there's a particularly poignant emotion or vivid image, that can transfer over into the long-term memory part of our brains, especially if we think about it repeatedly. And to me, that's actually the goal of dream remembrance. To transfer, especially these really important dreams, or ones that are obviously important, from short-term memory into long-term memory. They become, in a sense, I would assert, Betty, that those four dreams that you remember with vivid detail from 30 years ago have become part of the fabric of your soul, have become part of your internal filter, your way of seeing life. They're part of you. Would you agree, or does any of that make sense?
I agree, because each of those dreams had Jesus in it.
Oh, wow.
And each
Lord.
Each one, he was connecting with me. One, he put a cross on my forehead. He touched me. And another one, I was with him somewhere. So each one of those dreams
It's one thing to have a vivid, beautiful dream like this. It's another to take that into your life and have it become part of you. To me, that's the gift. I mean, we're in the season of gifts right now, whether you celebrate Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or Christmas. And to me, what a waste it would be to leave those gifts wrapped under the tree. It's all about opening the gifts up, opening our dreams up, taking them out of the box, using them, and the gifts multiply in that way. So I'm covered in chills with the fact that you took those dreams and you have accessed them and really taken the nectar from them and used them and then shared them. So you've done what you're supposed to do. I give you an A+, Betty.
I know that's right.
I'll give you both an A+.
That is right. Wow. And Betty, you know, Betty expresses as well as a psychic and a spiritual guide coach. So you thought when you go to sleep, you're done. No, you're not.
No.
When you go to sleep, you're still working. So you might even add that on. Sleep psychic will work for you while you're sleeping.
You can charge your clients so, with an extra.
Wow.
You're working the late shift.
Yeah. No, that's right. The great ones come out at night because that's when the conscious mind is rested. You get to do some real work. Thank you, Betty. Thank you. Kelly, oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, I'm just grateful. You know, I won't even say on other shows, in this moment, I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for the energy you bring, the love, the compassion, the wisdom. I am so full, and I definitely want to bring you back. When we bring you back, I think there's a lot of things I didn't even touch today, but because I believe in not only what's that concept of giving someone something to eat or giving them fish and teaching them to fish. I think especially in this realm where we are now, it's important to teach people how to fish for themselves.
Yes.
And
when we
not just feel like,
well,
I didn't get to ask my question, and oh, I don't know what's going on. But I think this is a time of enlightenment and allowing the light in. So I want to be, trust me, you're free. It's somewhere in February. I just looked at the calendar. We got some dates there. I want to bring you back in February and just let's go through this. I mean, there's so much questions I didn't even get to. But it's okay. It's all good. Everything
I've
happened
been
just the way it needs
heaven
to.
On your show. I would be honored to be on it again. You've got me. I mean, I love you guys. You're, this has been such an absolute high and a blessing for me. So I'm in your corner all the way.
Yes, indeed. Woo, thank you so much, Kelly. You're a light and a blessing to the world. Kelly Sullivan Walden, author of I Had the Strangest Dream. And she said, it's okay, relax and let go. All is truly well. Let it be. Let it flow. And it's always a reality. Well, we're getting ready to release the show. We don't need to wrap it up. We just need to release it, open it up so that it can go forth and continue to expand consciousness, assist you in your transformation. And our commitment is that you are never the same again after you listen to the shows. Well, tomorrow we have Alicia joining us. That's the last show for this year. Woohoo! We get some few weeks left. Kind of like this. Well, we're about 9 days or something. We've got some days left. I don't know how many days. Who's counting? It's just one lifetime rolled into one, really. Just one lifetime. But anyway, she's going to be joining us. She is the author of The Soul Whisperer. She's going to be joining us from England, and that should be fun. And I actually dreamt about her. We didn't get to talk about that. Yeah, it was a good dream. Well, stop it. Just move on. Don't even go there. Just move on. What else did I tell you? Yes, we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. But sometimes we go a little over, just a tad bit over, because we can. I want to thank all of you that listened on the phone line, on the Internet. That's it, yes. Those of you that are listening live and those of you listening on the archives, thank you for listening. I know you're listening right now because when you listen, it's right now. Now is all we have. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Thank you all, even if you don't come back tomorrow, but I just want to thank my listeners and those of you joining us for the first time. I want to thank you for being part of my dream, part of my expression. This year has been an amazing year. I'm living my heart's desire. I am in a place where I'm so grateful, and we're doing it together. Thank you for being the light that you are, for showing up, regular listeners. I'm so grateful. Join us tomorrow, and after tomorrow,
well, even today, do not go a day without Life Coach at A. So the show's archived. It can be downloaded. Make sure you share it. Send it to your family members, your haters, your lovers, your enemies, because really, you don't really have an enemy. They just teachers in disguise. Well, it's time to release the show. And this is the reason you need to listen to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
It's going to change your life, and we do.
Life Conversations. Please. We dare you to live your best life.
It is your life. We're going to release the show with State of Man. State of Man, follow your... No, don't follow your fears. Swallow your fears, if I can find it. Wow, what a show. What a show, what a show, what a show. Let's swallow our fears and my fear. Oh, there it is. StateOfManMusic.com is where you can find out more about State of Man. Swallow your fears. Everything that's holding you back, just swallow it, digest it, eliminate it, and just glow with the flow. Peace and blessings. It's coming. It's coming. It's right there. Now. Come on now. There we go. I'm out.
Something in the way. Don't act like nothing's wrong. Cause your bad things will haunt you every day. I know you're so afraid to love. Follow your fears. Follow the things that hold you back. That hold you back from living.
back, that holds you back from living life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.